This is Bucharest calling for Mr. Martin.
Speaking.
Thank you. One moment. Martin.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How is your tour going?
Outstanding. I just wanted to give you an update. The original plan.
Yes.
That Clive came here on a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
If we want it, it's absolutely confirmed.
Would you repeat that, please?
Sir?
The original has been confirmed?
We can do it if we want to. It's being used as a tool for phase two, the new plan.
Right. We're not interested in plan one. It's just...
No, and they understand that phase one is being used merely as a foot in the door to get to the people.
Right.
They're already working on phase two. They did not say no outright. They seemed interested and are working on it.
All right. How much time is involved in their working on it? Can we get...
We have an appointment with them again on Monday, although I really don't anticipate any direct word on it. They mentioned it on this part that they were going to have to go all the way up to the top.
Right.
And not only here, but with
the big bear and the little bear.
Well, not so much the big bear, but it's the little bear.
Right.
And all the way to the top here, and then dealings from the top here. I'm sure that the big bear will enter in on it, but they didn't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
They did indicate that it's going to have to go all the way up, and they call us back Monday for an appointment.
Right.
They've also requested that my companion pay a call on the Little Bear Embassy here Monday merely as a protocol call to give them, you know, kind of clearance for the phase one operation. I know we're not going through with it, but this just kind of clears them out protocol-wise. He calls on them, and they already know about it. But that way, they don't come barging in through the door doing something on their own.
All right. Regarding phase one...
Right.
They are set to initiate that as described?
Anytime. Everything guaranteed, Murphy. Not only the three passengers aboard, but also the letter. Not either or, but both. All conditions.
All conditions.
Go, right.
Now, those conditions were, if you would repeat now, just so we will make sure we're thinking of the same thing, was that the initial subject being discussed...
Right.
Would be transported there...
Right. We would transport to an intermediate country. They would pick it up in one of their planes, along with three of our people.
Yes.
Fly it in.
Right.
We would not only oversee the distribution, upon completion, not only would we have it in our own minds that the distribution had taken and improved, but we would also receive an official letter.
From the area where you are now?
That's correct.
Right, but in addition to that, we would want, the letter would become superfluous if our three people were aboard.
That's right, I think it's kind of an indication of cooperation.
Right, now, any monies mentioned as far as what is necessary to get that done?
That's correct. $10,000 to $15,000 per ton.
Per ton?
Per ton.
I see. And that is in goods to the middle bear.
No. The 10 to 15 is in cash for my country.
Yes.
And nothing for the other.
Nothing for the other.
No, sir. This is...
But it's 10 to 15 K per ton for your country.
That's right. And that's it. This is strictly a humanitarian gesture.
10 to 15 K worth.
Yeah, per ton.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the commission.
Uh-huh.
And we're guaranteed three persons to accompany it.
Right.
And they would, I would assume, pick it up with the goods at the intermediate country.
And they would...
Now, I have, for what it's worth, if there's any problem as far as getting in is concerned for our people, I have a special arrangement where I can get a passport.
Right. That'll be no sweat.
Okay. But the thing is, they understand that if phase two is executed, phase one becomes superfluous.
Right.
They understand that, and they are at work on phase two right now. The reception to the idea was kind of lukewarm, but that's more than I expected. But towards the end, they were starting to work on it and told us to come back Monday, but indicated that it would have to go all the way up to the top. As far as time is concerned, we probably won't get a decision on phase two until around Thursday or Friday.
All right.
Yes.
Where are you staying there?
At the Athenae. You never got my telegram.
No.
Okay. I sent you a telegram from Zurich, staying at the Athenae Palace. A-T-H-E-E.
Yes. Right. Palace.
Uh-huh.
Telephone number?
I don't know. All you have to do is just ask for it, and they'll connect you.
All right, what is your room number?
454.
Okay.
And that's where that stands.
All right, now, in discussing phase two...
Right.
Has there been any other party, people, or country involved mentioned?
Not at all. Not at all.
Any hint of what it would take financially to complete phase two?
The initial offer, now understand, everything is up for negotiation.
Right.
Okay,
the initial offer was?
We're starting at 10 and 10.
Right. That's total.
That's per man, per unit.
Right, and we're not talking about Ks.
On the one hand, yeah, but it's kind of an awkward situation because we didn't really get into any detail at all.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go all the way up to find out yes or no.
Right.
So I think that will probably come later.
Okay. Now we're talking about in the first one, we're talking about 10 to 15,000. And on phase two, we're talking about 10 and 10. That you're talking about between the middle bear and the little bear.
Right. That's negotiable.
Right.
For my country and...
And the little bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
with, you know, a guarantees understood all the way through the whole deal.
All right. Now, on phase one, should that ever become of interest again to us?
That's up to us, Murphy.
Right.
That's the sort of thing that could be, could be done within a week.
Right.
So that's in our back pocket.
All right. Could they set this in motion and complete it within a week?
Phase one?
Yes.
It would probably take 2 weeks to complete and execute the entire thing. To completely do one, we could have it done within 14 days.
Well, that is to get it there. It would take longer than that to distribute, would it not?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Right. But are you satisfied in your mind that they have gone all the way to the top? Do they have anything tangible to show you that they do have such permission?
Not at this point, other than the social call, more or less, on Monday.
You will be free to discuss phase one during that call on Monday.
We will be.
And you will be going with Clive to that.
They recommended against me going because of my appearance.
All right. Are they aware in your conversations to date who is involved from this area in this?
Officially, no.
Unofficially, yes. Unofficially, yes?
Most definitely.
By name?
Never mentioned. Not once.
Okay. When do you, what time do you have now, Jay?
My time right now is 22 minutes after 6 in the evening. And yours?
All right. It is 22 after 10 a.m. here.
Uh-huh.
There is 8 hours difference.
Right.
Very good. Now, what is there a waiting time on your telephone call?
Only about 15 minutes, Murphy.
Very good. Then I can reach you rather shortly.
No problem. I'll be here at the hotel.
All right. I am headed to the office now.
I see.
And I will report this. We may be back to you shortly.
Okay. I'll be here.
You'll be in the hotel room?
Oh, yes. The only thing I've got is dinner. You know,
yes.
I can leave a message. They can get a hold of me. I'll be up here for another half hour, hour, I imagine.
All right, I'm driving in now. I would suggest that unless you plan a long dinner, that you proceed to dinner because it would be at least 90 minutes, possibly 2 hours, before I can report this and we will get back to you.
Fine deal. And then one other thing, Murphy. In the event anyone else contemplates following in my footsteps...
Yes?
We can arrange entree through either Madrid or the airport here.
All right, the latter sounds more feasible to me.
Pardon?
The latter sounds more feasible.
Well, now that we're here and it's talked, it's no problem.
Right.
So that's where that stands. I read about Diana.
Yes.
Front page of the Herald Tribune over here.
Right.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes, it is.
Are they changing him?
No, they are not.
I'll be. Correct, that's an official source.
They are not. He remains MIA.
I'll be.
They arrived back in Vegas last night.
I see.
Carl is due in here this morning.
Carl is?
Yes.
What about the second party? You're not sending?
Yes, we are, and Carl will go back.
Ah.
But I wanted him to stay with Diana all the way to Vegas with her family. To get her situated.
Good deal. Okie doke. That's about all to report, Murphy.
Very good. Keep up the good work. Anything I can do for you here?
Can't think of a thing. Exchange rate murder over here.
Is it?
Woo-hoo. Unbelievable.
Okay. Keep us posted. Enjoy the trip. See the sights.
You're right. Thanks a whole pack.
Okay.
Everybody.
We'll see you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We are interested, number one, in finalizing as quickly as possible phase one, as you described earlier.
Right.
But about that, a couple of questions.
Right.
Who are you talking with
where you are by name and rank.
Right.
All right, who is it, Jay?
All right, sir. It's a gentleman, I have kind of trouble talking here. It's a gentleman that is head of a ministry for foreign trade.
Is he the...
It's the most powerful arm of the foreign trade area here in this country.
Right. Are you talking to a top man or an intermediary?
Let's see. Okay, he'd still be considered an intermediary.
What's his name?
Just one second, sir.
I think he's in. They can't talk.
Well, he didn't. He ought to have more sense in the call where he can.
Ross?
Yeah.
How about if I put Clive on? We're having, it's kind of difficult to talk here.
Are you saying you're...
This is probably the closest thing to a conference call you can have.
Well, wait a minute, Jay?
Yes, sir?
Why is it hard to talk? Are you not in your room?
Well, I'm in the international booth, but either way, I think we're covered.
I don't care. Just keep talking. Just, you know, so what?
Okay.
I mean, let's stop playing riddles and just tell me who you're talking to.
Okay. Let me put Clive on for a minute, Ross. Hello?
Hi, Clive.
Ross? How are you?
Fine.
Ross, can we please avoid the name?
Avoid the name?
Yes.
Is there a good reason?
Yes.
Can you tell me the reason?
Well, we're pretty well covered on the phone.
Oh, well.
All right, let me spell it out for you.
Okay.
N for nothing, I for international, T for Tommy, U, L for London, E for Edward, S for Sugar, C for Charlie, U.
Fine.
Okay, you
Fine.
Got it?
Yes.
All right, now, do we have a firm commitment to fly food, medicine, and clothing into the prisoners?
Yes, we do, sir.
Okay, we want to do that.
You want to do it?
Yes, but we also want to do the other two.
All right, now, may I say something, please, right now? Look, could we hold on phase one until I get an answer on phase two?
Use your judgment on that.
Okay. We sure will.
You think that...
I'll pass you on to Jay.
Okay.
I don't understand the question.
He said he'd pass you on to Jay.
Okay.
I'm on.
Jay?
Yes, sir?
All right. Now, we do want to fly in the food, the medicine, and clothing at the earliest possible date.
All right, sir.
Now, Clive says he wants to hold up on that until we get phase two approved.
Yes, sir.
But y'all talk that over and just use your judgment. I don't know enough about what you're doing to second guess you on that.
All right, sir. We're talking about 5 days, max.
On phase two.
Possibly earlier.
Wait a minute. 5 days for what?
To get final approval.
Let him talk. 5 days for what, Jay?
5 days before we get an answer on phase two.
Okay. Now, on phase one.
Yes, sir.
I need to know what's the maximum size aircraft they have available to accept our cargo.
All right.
They want to fly it in their aircraft, right?
Yes, sir.
And is there any problem if they have to use multiple aircraft to accept our cargo?
Yes, sir.
Are you making notes?
Yes, sir, I got them.
Next. Find out whether or not the planes are palletized.
Yes, sir?
Get the pallet dimensions.
Yes, sir?
And the volume per pallet so that we can load over here in a manner that allows us just to transfer without repalletizing to their planes.
Yes, sir?
Find out the planned departure date from the point where we transfer the load to go to Hanoi.
Yes, sir.
Then the planned arrival date in Hanoi.
Yes, sir.
How long we can stay in Hanoi.
Yes, sir.
Because we'll need sometime for distribution. And as I understand it, we get to participate in the distribution.
That's confirmed.
All right. You're going to take care of all the visas and the other necessary clearances, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We would like to...
You're going
to
want to go.
What?
Will you, as an individual, want to go?
Probably not.
All right, sir.
That should simplify things, shouldn't it?
Very, very much.
Okay. Next.
You mind if I do?
Well, let's hold off until we get our players up on... Jay?
Understood.
Jay?
Yes, sir?
I would like to have one representative of ours for each camp location in order to expedite distribution.
Yes, sir?
Now, I've heard that there are anywhere from 8 to 15 camps. And my only reason for wanting this many men is to simplify distribution on the other end. But just don't let that be a major point.
Okay.
But it's a thing to consider.
All right.
Next question. Can we bring in mail to the prisoners in our cargo?
Uh-huh.
And then the obvious one, would we be allowed to bring mail out when we return?
Uh-huh.
And the final one is never lose sight of the fact that we'll be sitting on the runway with empty airplanes.
Yes, sir.
And we'd sure like to take out some sick and wounded if that's possible.
Of course.
But that's, now Jay, don't let all these little bureaucratic things foul up the agreement in principle.
No, we won't.
And now, do you understand why Clive does not want to talk about phase one until he's completed phase two?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, well, it seems to me that once you have a full green light on phase two, phase one no longer is of any value.
That's right, and that's what they understand.
Okay, well, just keep, y'all use your judgment and keep trading.
All right, sir. Now, the reason we're trading, waiting on phase one is because we're just using it as a foot in the door. We can always go back and talk over that and continue to ping on them on phase two. They're considering it. We're supposed to call back Monday morning. We expect an answer around Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Phase one looks very, very good.
Okay.
Are you going to be...
Now, do you have any idea at all, roughly, what quantities we're talking about? We were talking today in terms of 20 tons.
Leave it there.
Raj. All right, sir.
Is Clive going to be able, with his meeting on Monday, which you will not be present for, to openly discuss this phase one?
Yes, sir, he'll be able to, and I tell you, we walked in this morning, and after about 10 minutes of conversation from Clive, it was locked in on phase one.
Are you impressed?
To that point.
Are you impressed with Clive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I am too. Good man. Jay, that's all I've got. Anything else you want to ask us?
No, sir. Is there anything I can do for y'all other than this?
That's it. Murphy, okay. Anything else?
No. Jay, did I understand you correctly that should I or anyone else need to come there, the only thing we have to do is let you know, and Visa will be waiting at the airport where you are?
That's affirmed. Let us know, and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jay...
Yes, sir?
My inclination is just to leave. I don't see any reason to get any additional people over there right now. Because
no,
you,
sir, not now.
You're just not talking, now. Right?
Flying.
You're just talking. Okay, well,
Jay,
keep us. You'll call us tomorrow, right? Or Monday.
Of course.
Call us Monday after your meeting.
Yes, sir, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Murphy?
Are you in good shape financially and so forth?
No problem.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes,
bye.
Sir, y'all keep pinging on him.
Will do.
Thank
you. Thank you now. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
been thinking about this, and I think that the best thing to do, and I would like for you to do this as quickly as possible, but take whatever time is necessary to include every detail.
What do you mean? What detail?
Well, I'm about to tell you, Mr. Carr. Number one, you and your contact there.
Yes, the name of my contact.
No, I say you and your contact.
Yeah?
Sit down.
Yes, sit down.
And place in writing.
Place in writing.
Those things which you think should be incorporated into a contract.
Those things which should be incorporated into a contract.
Send them to us.
Send them to you.
To me.
Yes, to you.
And I will take a look-see at them, and if then...
And you will look at them, and if then...
We feel that there is an interest...
We feel that there is an interest...
And it would be best for you to come to Dallas. We will contact you, and you can come to Dallas.
Yes, all right.
In other words, put it and take your time and get everything in there that you think you want.
Would you kindly verify that to my associate also, please?
Why is that necessary, Mr. Carr? I just told you.
Yes. Oh, I see. All right, but anyway, I just want to care to listen to it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you and your associate just sit down and put into writing what you would like incorporated into a contract and send it to me, and I will take a look-see at it, and if I find that there is interest or we feel that it should be done, then I can contact you. And you can come here.
I see.
But from what you have told me thus far, there is really no reason.
I see.
But maybe you would put something into your contract that would better explain than our talking about it over the phone.
I see. All right. Well, in the meantime, I don't know how long that would take, but I know I'm not staying in Paris too long. I'm going to leave pretty soon.
Right.
On account of the way this 5-day period is set up.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And if any further negotiation would take place, I'd have to do it with Pierre coming to Texas, or else I don't know how we're going to make any moves.
Well, that would be up to you, entirely up to you.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you that if you will put this into writing,
yeah,
what do you think should be in a contract, and let me peruse it.
It would help towards accomplishing what we have in mind.
Well, no, it would better explain, and then if we feel that there is a trip necessary to Dallas, then you can carry it out.
I see. All right.
But thus far, I have heard nothing over the phone that would lead me to say that a trip to Dallas is necessary. Do you understand?
I know, but we don't want to take a trip to Dallas for nothing anyway. We're not interested in taking a trip to Dallas, and our time is not that... It's something that... all right, then forget about my trip.
Huh?
I need this trip just to go to Dallas. Forget about mine.
Mr. Carr, I've just said...
I know it.
I've just said what for you to do, you and your associate.
All right.
Put it into writing what you would want and send it to me in Dallas. Wire it to me collect.
All right.
To me.
Yes. Oh, you want me to send it to you what?
Just send it to me in Dallas.
Yeah, send it to you in Dallas, okay.
Or dictate it when you get it done, better than that. Rather than send it to me...
Rather than send it to you...
Call me collect.
Call you collect.
And you can dictate those terms of the contract to me over the telephone.
All right. And dictate them on the phone, okay.
Okay, and then I will study them, and if I'm interested in continuing, we will. If not, no one will, have been the worse for wear and tear.
Yes, all right, okay.
Fair enough?
Yes.
Very good.
I'll talk to with my associate. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Immediately, in order to negotiate the proposition, round-trip ticket required for Pierre from Paris to Dallas and $1,500 for expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Round-trip ticket for Charles P. Carr from New York to Texas and $750 for expenses. Telex cable from State Department to me. He has a passport validated. Prepare his visa to the State Department. Give me the name of the person he should see at the American Embassy in Paris to pick up his visa. He and I are ready to leave. Require positive answer within 2 to 3 days, and must have
and must leave within 8 to 10 days.
Now, Mr. Carr, there are two things that are intriguing.
All right.
That are intriguing about this. We discussed all of this in our last conversation with you, and then we ask that you and Mr. Raturan...
I'm going to tell you about that.
...get down the provisions... I beg your pardon?
All right, now hold on. I have proposed the former proposition in a manner thinking that it would satisfy him. But this must be handled more confidential than we have formally commenced. In his strategy outlined, which is sound, Mr. Hurt highly respects him and knows his qualities as to his performance, integrity, etc. Time limits, etc., will be discussed in Dallas. We will consult you in Texas, which will give you enough assurance that we will complete the job. Pierre will handle the strategy for the direct negotiations, and I will assist him indirectly and also handle the business matters. Our relationship with your organization in Switzerland will be non-official and confidential as possible. We have the plan outlined and will reveal it only in Dallas. If you desire only 5 to 10 to be released for publicity, we definitely commit ourselves now, and our answer is no. If you desire a complete job, he will do it. Now, he has picked up this deal to another source because they are interested in other affairs in Indochina. We are aware of a Canadian, Swedish, American, and others coming to Paris, etc., in an organization. If this person is not the one, I will pay for half of the expenses. I have commissions awaiting for me in my GPO box.
All right, Mr. Carr, if I may interrupt you here. If I may interrupt, we're just going back to where we were before.
Yeah,
you're talking in circles without saying anything, and I ask you at that time, if you would please, to sit down with Mr. Raturan, put your provisions together, call us, and we would take them down, and then we would discuss them, and only at that time...
On the phone.
Mr. Carr...
On the phone. This phone is not confidential.
Mr. Carr, if you would let me finish, please.
No, we have the know-how. We know what... This phone is not strictly confidential. In other words, they're listening, you know, something is... you know what I mean?
If the phone were not confidential, Mr. Carr, I don't feel that you and Mr. Raturan would be saying what you have said thus far. If you had doubts about the telephone originally, you would not even have said what you have said thus far. We have merely said, why do you want this corporation in Switzerland to set forth the provisions? And at that time, if we felt it feasible and wanted to talk with you in Dallas, then there would be no problem. We would so tell you, and you could fly here, and we would continue. But not until we heard your provisions. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
It's Charlie Guys calling from Paris Info Collect. Will you pay?
We were cut off earlier, yes.
Okay.
We were disconnected. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Mr. Carr?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Thank you.
Hello?
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 Hello, did you want to continue?
Yes, I guess you hung up or we got disconnected there or something, Mr. Carr.
Hello, Mr. Murphy. So what was that? We cannot give it on the phone, Mr. Murphy. It's impossible. It's too confidential to give on the phone.
Mr. Carr, it seems to me that if we are leery of talking on the phone about that, then we should have been leery on talking on the phone about anything else, many of the things
that
we've discussed.
Mr. Murphy, if other persons and other channels do this, you're going to fail. Now, he has it positively set up, and I'm positive he can do it.
Is Mr. Radaran with you now?
Yes, I'm positive.
Is Mr. Radaran with you now?
No, he's not. He's at the home waiting for me to give him some kind of an answer.
Would you have him call me, please?
What?
Would you have him call me, please?
Would you like to have him call you?
Yes, I would.
All right, well, I'll give him a call and tell him that, and I'll have him speak to you in person.
Very good.
Right now?
Yes, right now.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
I collect call from Paris, France, Mr. Ratron. Do you accept to pay for the charges?
Yes, I will.
Just 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Ratron.
Yes, Mr. Murphy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Fine. Mr. Carr just phoned me and told me that you would like to have me on the phone call.
Yes, I would. The reason for that, Mr. Ratteron, is the fact that when we last talked, I thought that we had an understanding that in order to reach the proper decision regarding a possible trip by you to America, that you, along with Mr. Carr, would place the provisions that you felt should be incorporated into an agreement that would come out of Switzerland. And you would call us back and read us those provisions, and then we would make a decision regarding the feasibility of your coming to Dallas or if we felt it was necessary for you to travel here.
Oh.
Now, we have never heard anything since then until a few minutes ago or an hour ago when Mr. Carr calls and says that they must come and that you cannot tell us those provisions over the phone.
Yes, Mr. Murphy, the reason is that you told this to Mr. Carr, and Mr. Carr told me you had when you answered it about 2 hours after, you know, the first phone call. Mr. Carr was on the phone, and he told me that we had to put down a number of propositions about this. And you know, on this deal, I would like first. I am very glad to have you on the phone and alone.
Right.
I want to ask you some question about this deal. First, I would like to be sure that it's a continued deal. I mean that it's the whole deal you want. That means to release prisoners. And maybe after, I don't know what your target, but after to get involved in some deal in developing countries.
Into what? I didn't understand the latter.
Health, and after, maybe there's a program plan for the in developing countries. I mean, what we call the in developing countries, it's the
underdeveloped countries?
Determination about underdeveloped countries, you know. So, I would like to know if it's the whole program. So, I am not interested by only a 10 prisoners for $25,000. You know, I am not looking for a prime. I am not looking at a prime figure, so I am not interested by a deal which could say, if you get 10 prisoners, it will get $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to set up a deal to get prisoners and to get better relationship too. So that's why I was suggesting to have a kind of association in Switzerland. I have set up it, I mean, I have the man for it. A man, he is in the bank in Switzerland. He's Swiss. So you could have this association, you know, which won't mention the name of Ross Perot. Because if you want to have the other party, you know what I mean by the other party? If you want to have an understanding, and if you want they to try to be reasonable, it's a must to don't have feel that there is an American company behind. That's the main condition. The second condition is that when an association is founded in is built in Switzerland, it gives a better power, you know, for the representative of this association. I mean, an association for peace or something like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we will get order from Dallas from you, but it's very necessary to don't have, the idea that the other party thinks that we get the orders from the United States. Because you will not be able to find somebody to get you releasing of prisoners in those conditions.
Mr. Rataran, our prime concern is the release of these prisoners. That's our one and prime concern. Now, Mr. Carr came to us originally. We did not go to him. We did not even know Mr. Carr.
Yes.
And I personally have never even seen the gentleman.
Oh.
But he called, he had a plan, he wanted to do this, that, and the other. What we have said, we are interested in the release of these prisoners. Now, he said that he had a plan all set, and that everybody in Paris was set to go, and he could carry out this plan, the initial phase of it, in 10 days. That's the reason we said 10 days. He said it. We didn't say it initially.
Oh, well.
He said he could do all of this in 10 days. So, you see, we have been following Mr. Carr's plan.
Oh, yes.
Except that it has not developed.
Yes. No, I'm glad to hear this, because I was very surprised, you know. I'm a pressman. I was very surprised to see a very big company, one of the biggest in the United States, to have such a program, you know, and I was very scared about it. And that's why I understand what you mean. And I want to tell you, to make you very at ease about this, I'm sure that the plan of Mr. Carr was because he knew that I was in France, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was this. I don't want to minimize Mr. Carr, but I think if I'm speaking in his name and in my name, that means that now he's following my advice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now he knows better in business, typically business. I don't know even his background, you know.
Nor do I.
Pardon me?
I said, nor do I.
Well, so we are exactly in the same position. The only, I could say that the only point is that we know together, we met Mr. Hurt. You know Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
And I don't know if Mr. Hurt called you, but I think he has confidence in me. And we figured out that the way Mr. Carr began this whole thing was a little bit scared and a little bit dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that he was used to this kind of program, you know.
True.
He thought that everything would be very easy.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. Because the first condition, the other condition is, we would like to go to Texas and to speak to you, Mr. Murphy, and to speak to your staff.
Mm-hmm.
To have a concrete entertainment with you about all this, because I can't speak on the phone. You understand why, about all these details.
Well, can you just tell me this, Mr. Rataran? Can you tell me? Are you confident in your mind that you have the proper contacts to
Yes.
be to deliver what we are discussing?
Sure. I am definitely positive in this. But if we are, I won't be definitely in this, I won't be the positive if we are staying another month on this kind of deal now, you know, because too much trouble has been in Paris, you know, too much people speaking.
Yes.
And you know what I mean. Mr. Carr took Navy contacts. I don't think that his contacts are other contacts that he's speaking channels are very good.
He's talking to other people?
Yes, so I told this to Mr. Hurt because I wanted Mr. Hurt speak to you or to Mr. Murphy, you know, the other Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Because could be dangerous if we are seeing at that point, you know, dangerous for the deal itself and for the whole program.
Mr.
Paris now is, you know, the days of the conference about the peace and...
Yes. Mr. Rattaran, let me ask you this. Could we function, perhaps, if we made contact with you directly alone?
Well, but, you know, I feel sure, it's possible, but I wouldn't like Mr. Carr brought me this, you know, so I would to give him something, you know. I think that the best thing, and I told it to Mr. Hurt, the best thing to do, and I would to suggest you, is to call back he's not your representative in France, but let him come back to Texas and with me. And in Texas, he will, there it will be obvious that he's not made for this job. I mean, it will be obvious. But if he's staying in France, I will tell you when I'll be there, if you want me to be there, exactly what happened. But I don't think that if he's staying any more time in France, I think I will ruin all my contacts, and it took me 10 years to get them, you know?
Yes. Mr. Rattaran, where are you reachable by phone yourself?
I am reachable at my home, at night, and I am reachable at the Figaro, but I wouldn't like too much at the Figaro, you know.
All right, what is your telephone number at home, sir?
Telephone number, -81. It's in Louvain. I'll spell it for you. LOUVECIENNEF. It's in the suburb of Paris, west suburb, near Versailles.
All right, let me read that back. That is LOU, and the next letter is what?
V.
V as in Victor?
Victory.
And the last letters, it's ENN what?
ES.
I see, yes.
L-O-U-L, like Louis. O like organ.
All right, let me read it to you this way.
Okay.
L. Louis, O. Oscar,
yes.
U. United,
okay.
V. Victory,
yes.
E. Edward,
yes.
C. Charles,
yes.
I. Idaho,
O.
E. Edward,
yes.
N. Nora,
yes.
N. Nora,
yes.
E. Edward,
yes.
S. Sam.
Okay, fine. So, the other point is that I would like to know with you and to decide with you if it's possible to know if we could be sure that during this negotiation, the U.S. politics won't be against this negotiation. You know, because we can. That's why it was amazing this 10 days deal, and I realized that it's Mr. Carr.
Mr. Rattaran, let me spell your name again. It's R A.
R.
Yes.
Roger. A. Like.
Adam.
Yeah.